Hey, huh? I'm sorry. I had a nightmare. Do you mind if I jumped into bed with you? Gosh. Oh, thank you. Feel a little weird doing this. You're so nice to let me stay with you while I'm in town. Yeah, it happens sometimes when I'm traveling and I'm in a strange place. Well, your place isn't that strange, but I haven't been here in a while and it's not my bed, you know? Sorry to wake you. Oh, you weren't really sleeping? Yeah? Yeah. Those crickets are pretty loud. It's only 5:30 though. You should go back to sleep. Okay. Huh? Me? Yeah, I'm tired. But sometimes I wake up early. Plus, I'm a little bit jet lagged in a different time zone and all that. But it's nice just to be cozy in the dark. I really appreciate you letting me jump into bed with you. Hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable. It's nice though. I love that we're such old friends that we're comfortable doing that. And I really wouldn't be weird about it. You know? What do you mean? Yeah. It's been a long while since you've had a warm body in the bed. Do you want me to scratch your head? I know how much you love that. Yeah, I remember how you used to ask me to choose that for you all the time. Feels good, right? That's always my favorite thing. When I go to the hairdresser. When am I my mom? The hairdresser. You know what I mean. The salon. Well, I have to laugh sometimes. The way I talk. That feels good. Yeah. Right. Anyways, I was saying, when I go to the salon, I go to this. Because, you know, I like my hair long. And I have such straight hair, so I go to that Japanese place. You know, you have to cut straight hair a little different, and they do it really well. But also, they give really, really good scalp massages. Yeah. You should try it. Yeah, they do it for guys too. It's great. They always do the shampoo and everything. Oh, and then they give you a scalp massage. Then they get you a nice, fresh, hot towel for your neck. It's awesome. Okay. How was that? Keep going. You want me to just keep scratching your head till the sun rises? Oh, you haven't been touched in a while. That makes me so sad. Everyone should have hands on them. What about, getting a massage or something? Oh, it's not the same? You mean, like, you want to be touched by someone you know? Who cares about you? Not someone you're paying? Oh, wait, that came out weird. But you know what I mean. Wow. If you wanna roll over, yeah, turn onto your stomach. I can rub your back. And stroke your back a little, if you'd like. You already have your shirt off. Yeah, no, never mind. Of course not, silly. Yeah, roll over. Go on. Yeah? How's that? Do I feel weird doing this? Oh, you're one of my oldest friends. It is a little bit different, I guess. I don't think we've ever had so much physical contact. Or should I say, prolonged contact. Well, sort of prolonged. I've only been doing this for a minute. But you know what I mean. Yeah? I'm glad it makes you feel good. How's that? You want more pressure? Do you want a little lighter? Just like that? Okay. Yeah. You know, it's natural to crave the human touch. That stems from infancy, I think. I read somewhere that newborns crave touch. Yeah, like skin to skin. It's really important. That's why it's better for the mom to room with the baby after birth. Yeah. Way back in the day, like if you watch movies from the 50s or whatever, they always show the baby in the nursery and the mom in their room. But nowadays, in most hospitals, they encourage the baby to room in with mom, so you know that she's always ready to put her hands on the baby. Or it could be dead too. But you know, I think it's usually the moms, just gave birth and all that. But yeah, no, it could totally absolutely be dead too. Like, especially if you're adopting, or like, if mom is sick, just needs some rest or something. Yeah. Daddy can totally take care of the baby, too. Anyways. It's all about the touch. It's a very early imprint. I could just be pulling this out of my own ass here, but I believe there have been studies about babies not thriving because of lack of human touch, right? Like, developmentally, something doesn't go quite right. Or, like, vice versa. Like, slightly preemie babies thriving, flourishing, really, because of all the attention they receive from touch. Anyways, I don't even know how I got on that tangent. Just to say, it's natural to want human touch, you know? Sure, I'll stroke your chest. Wanna roll over? Yeah. Oh, babe. I love you so much. One of my best friends ever. Oh. This feels nice. You've been working out? Just teasing you. You want me to stroke your belly? Okay. Here you go. Ah. Here's another tidbit. You know I'm trivia queen, right? So, when you're rubbing someone's belly, especially children, like if you have a niece or nephew, and they complain of discomfort, always rub in a clockwise direction, because that's the direction of digestion. Yeah, ask me anything. If I don't know the answer, I'll just make it up. No, I'm kidding. If I don't know, I'll probably Google it or something. But this, I'm mostly pretty sure of this. Oh, honey, you don't have to apologize. It's totally normal to have morning wood. It's kind of sexy, in a way. You wanna return the favor? I'll rub my back. Sure. I'm never gonna say no to a back rub. Are you kidding? Oh, my tummy's rumbling a little bit. Guess I'm ready for breakfast soon. Not now, though. Okay, let me roll onto her front. Yeah. That's nice, hun. Wow. You're definitely rubbing the fright away. Just kidding. I wasn't frightened anymore. Yeah. You could rub my scalp. I like that. Oh, yes. That feels good when you have long hair. You know, the hair weighs down the scalp a little bit. That's nice. Thank you. Yeah. I always like to keep it long. You know what feels really good too? Is if you just grab a small handful of hair and gently tug. Yeah. That feels so good. That's amazing. Go back to rubbing my back, please. That was really nice. You can, maybe, run your fingers down the muscles flanking my spine. Yeah, that's so good. Oh, you like that? You like that indent where my spine dips in between the muscles? Yeah. I always had a pronounced, I don't know how you call that. Sort of a trough between the muscles going down my spine, I guess. Oh yeah, sexy young girls. Are you coming on to me? That feels good, babe. Oh, so good. Yeah. I could fall asleep like this. Sleep a little more. Yeah. I'll make you breakfast when you both wake up. Okay?